This is day one of the April, May, 4-day retreat, 2006, in Springwater. There was a Zen master, Bankei, who would say, when about to give a talk, I think I'd read that there were hundreds of people who would come. And if there was a dog barking, some sound, whatever that is, he said something like, the mind that wasn't expecting that, one could say that open, innocent, listening, he called that the unborn Buddha mind. Maybe it's not so important what it's called, but is there, for moments, this innocent, open listening, being, attending to what's here? When expectation quiets down or is seen, it's just that. Going for a walk earlier this morning and sitting up at the pond. Taking in this beautiful day. Sunlight dazzling on the water, little ripples, felt like I could sit there all day, just lapping it all up. And walking down the road, noticing there was some wondering what to talk about. And then hearing some bird song that I'd never heard before. And then stopping, standing very still, quiet. Actually, at this moment, have we ever heard that before? As it is at this moment, then walking up to the building on this beautifully raked gravel. I don't think I remember seeing it so neatly raked and sort of spoke to care and attention. Care and attention communicated through a neatly raked entryway. It was a Zen little story that's been kicking around in this brain, and there's been a kind of a going back and forth wondering whether that would be something to look at. It was a story of a monk, a trainee at a monastery, going to the Zen master and asking, "What is the highest truth of Zen? What is truth, true teaching," however it was put. And the teacher said, "Have you had your breakfast?" And the monk said, "Yes." And the teacher said, "Well, then wash out your bowls." On the surface, it seems like a very simple interaction. But if we look at it more closely, I think we can see ourselves in that. See ourselves in that interaction. Wanting something, expecting something different, better experience, greater understanding, some dis-ease. Some caught upness in the brain, in thinking and wanting. And simple response, which in a certain sense may not be so simple. Simple in the sense of bringing one right here. It reminds me that in a similar story, a monk asking a teacher, "What is the highest truth?" And that teacher responded, "Attention." It all depends on the situation. So here, is asking, "Have you had your breakfast?" But how do we eat our breakfast? Think about the times outside a retreat, having a bowl of cereal and sometimes having maybe the newspaper opened, kind of reading an article, moving kind of back and forth between the cereal and the article. Not that there's something wrong with that, but it's simply not the same as being completely with a spoon in the hand, the texture of the cereal, the taste, swallowing, chewing, taking time to chew. Such a simple thing, and usually so neglected in a way. It reminds me when I was growing up, I don't know how old I was, 8, 9. And I used to go with my uncle and cousin. He would take us both out to a movie and and to dinner. And I remember this one time. It must have really had an impact to remember that incident. But we were in a restaurant, and I was eating a hamburger. And they were all done. And I was still sitting there chewing. And I remember him saying, like laughing, that it was so silly that I wouldn't have been finished already. Of course, for him, he probably wanted to get going. Get to the movie, not be late, whatever. It's amazing all the things that condition us. Unfathomable what all goes into this conditioned human being. So have you eaten your breakfast? One could say with care and attention. Here it's beautiful to be able to eat and take in the incredible surroundings. And be with each other. There's another aspect too to this. Well, then saying, that was a question. So that's not too difficult. Question and then an answer. Although the monk may be sort of wondering, well, what are you asking me that for? Because it's not felt to be in line with maybe an already assumed response. Wanting some sort of response that jives with an expectation. And then saying, well, then wash out your bowls. Is there an aspect to that of feeling, I don't want to be told what to do? I'm not saying that was the incident, that was what was going on in this particular case, but it's something we could all relate to. An amazing phenomenon. It could be the most innocuous little thing that somebody says to one, and there's this, you know, like resistance of some sort, maybe connected to deeper feelings like we talked about last night of having done something wrong or going to be punished. maybe even hearing something through those filters with an intonation that may not have even been there. I remember many years ago, for a while I was doing the reception job, and I remember Tony coming over and suggesting how to better fold a letter. I guess, you know, that there was an appropriate way to fold the letter and put it in the envelope. And I can remember just this feeling like, don't tell me what to do. Simple thing. Not that it was said, but just this resistance. And it hasn't completely vanished. It's detectable at times. Just a subtle, even little nub of resistance to hearing what's being said. That may suggest other than what one thinks or has done is okay. Of course, one's in this open, innocent place that was referred to at the beginning of this talk. It's no problem. You can say anything. It's actually wonderful. Wonderful freedom. A relief. I don't think the spirit of this little story is that just that we can't leave our bowl in a sink and come back to it later, wash it out. For whatever reasons, the need to let something go for the moment. But what speaks to me about this story is our relationship with each other, how we listen, how we talk, and the care and attention that we bring to whatever we're doing, from the simplest task to whatever it is we think is so important. Which is what the mind does. It fragments. Putting the attention here and something else isn't quite so important. And there may be a practical aspect to that in terms of what we can get to at any particular time. But there might also be a mindset about it. It's just for us to see, to check it out. A mindset about what's important and what can be ignored. Mindset, if that's a good word, I don't know, maybe there's a better word. One could say it's simply our conditioning. There's no one to blame. And it doesn't mean that it's solid and so forever. This moment, the mind is very empty. Nothing more to say. Just listening. Being here openly with affection. What else is needed? We will end there.